obviously disappointing. Did not play the way that we're capable of today, but you know, good team that we played against. We had some opportunities. Couldn't really get into a rhythm offensively, and you know, that's a product of not converting enough third down. So you know, we're disappointed. We'll learn from it. You know, get back to work tomorrow, take a look at it, and then get some rest, and hopefully come back refreshed and ready to play the remainder of the season. Well, I think we were in a lot of third and long situations. You know, that's one of the things when you're playing against good defenses, you want to stay on schedule. I'm not sure of how many third and longs we had, but we had a number of those, and you know, came up a little bit short. But that's an area we certainly can be better, and hopefully, you know, we'll be able to look at what they did, make corrections from it, and be more productive moving forward. Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's part of the game. Those kind of things happen, and you know, it's disappointing. But there were, you know, some procedural stuff that got us behind the chains today, and those are things that you can control, and we need to clean up if we're going to be at our best.
And, I mean, that's been going on.
Well, you know, when we haven't played well, that's been one of the issues. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully that's something we can correct. We took some shots down the field. We missed on the first opportunity to Julio down the field on a third down. We missed on a second one. We hit one. We also hit Taylor Gabriel for a long touchdown down the field. So I thought we did take some opportunities down the field. I just didn't make enough of them. Yeah, I mean, that part's disappointing. We've done some good things, but you know, nothing of what we've done in the prior weeks is going to have any bearing on what we do today. That's one of the things I've learned throughout my career. And so it's disappointing for sure, because we're capable of playing better than that. But I think it starts first and foremost. We've got to be better on third down. I think we were 2 of 11 today on third down. And in order to, you know, get into a rhythm and keep things going, you have to convert in those situations. I screwed up. You know, I messed up one of our checks at the line of scrimmage, so I was mad with myself there. I think it was on the sack. We took a sack. I think it was a second down situation. So you screwed up, and you know, it's part of it. It happens sometimes, and you know, hopefully that won't happen again. Yeah, it's an important thing for us. I think I heard before we came out, we only had 13 rushing attempts. And so, you know, I think that's part of it. I mean, we just didn't really get into a rhythm. And for us, you know, it's sometimes that way. When you're playing against a good front, you know, you just have to convert third downs and wear them out a little bit so you can get that run game going. Again, I think it comes down to that. I think we just didn't stay on the field enough. Well, I didn't think we had many opportunities. We weren't on the field all that much, and so, you know, late in the game, we were in obvious passing situations. Again, I really think if we would have converted more third downs, we would have ran the ball better. You know, it is what it is. I mean, it's good to see everybody, that's for sure. And I'm glad that they can come out and support. You know, but at the end of the day, it's a game. It's one game, and we have to have the mindset of being locked in and all that kind of stuff. So it's disappointing, but, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, a little bit. I mean, we had some momentum winning two games in a row, the last two. So it's disappointing heading into a week off like that. You know, typically when you don't play well, the most important thing is to get back out onto that practice field and start, you know, preparing for another opponent. So we'll have a week where you got to sit with it a little bit longer, but hopefully we can take advantage of getting the rest, getting some guys back, and being fresh and ready to play down the stretch.
You talked about those things. What is your message to
Yeah, I mean, you have to get rest this week and you know, have your mindset that, you know, we're not preparing for the last six games of the season. We've got to have the mindset to go play 9 or 10 more. And, you know, that's what you have to prepare for. And that's why you have to take advantage of these opportunities where you can get some rest and be fresh. And that'll be my message to everybody. You know, keep moving, do all that kind of stuff, but let your body and mind get right.